the entertainment headlines you need.
From here to Hollywood and back.
If it's trending,
it's on Nikki's Biz.
Okay, on the way, it's already been made into one of the greatest movies of all time. And I say that loosely because it's just my opinion. I don't know that it's actually one of the greatest movies of all time. But it's also being made into a bio series. I'm going to tell you which story I'm talking about coming up in just a second. First, right now, Post Malone is blowing up the fashion scene.
Now, when I think Post Malone, I don't think fashion.
So I think unkept hair, bad tattoos, bad diet.
He's the picture of health, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so last month, Post Malone debuted his line of Crocs, and they sold out within 10 minutes. And then he just released his second round this week, and they sold out in less than 10 seconds.
Like Crocs?
Like Crocs, like the shoes. Yeah, you know the shoes I'm talking about.
Oh, I know.
It's just a confident move, though, eh? Like, to get to that
Seriously,
level.
He said, if you like something, go get it. I wear Crocs everywhere from the bar to the stage, and I felt like it was a perfect collaboration to get together with Crocs and give the fans what they've been asking for. They're $60.
Maybe he can get into a club wearing Crocs. I cannot.
You absolutely cannot. That's the thing. You know, part of me is like, and most of me is like, wear what you want. Wear what makes you feel good. And who cares what other people think? But it's true. Like, Post Malone is one of the most famous rappers in the world right now. The rest of us probably wouldn't be able to get a job if we wore Crocs everywhere.
Or wore
Unless you're like a nurse or if you're a nurse or a child, you get a pass.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
All right. So we need an Oscars host, right? We know this. Yeah. Kevin Hart pulled out. Well, Whoopi Goldberg says she is all in.
If you want to go hostless, that's your prerogative. Yeah. I think it's a dumb idea because people need somebody to take them through things and to take care of things when they happen. Now, I realize I may not be anybody's first choice, but it's a little
Well,
because I'm also problematic. You know, sometimes one half of the country, well, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Half of the country sometimes is really mad at me. The other half is okay until tomorrow, and then they're pissed at me.
Look at her campaigning. Right?
I know. Okay, first of all, I would never disagree with Whoopi Goldberg to her face. I'd never. But I kind of disagree that they need a host. I don't see why they need a host.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see Whoopi do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I know she's done it in the past.
Give it. 1987 called. They want their Oscars host back. No, she had her chance.
She's done it in the past, actually.
She has, yeah.
But she's very relevant right now. She's a host of The View. Yeah, she's a host of The View. She's still relevant, absolutely.
She's older and grumpier.
And
doesn't
care. It's hilarious how grumpy she is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she'll yell at producers while she's on air.
Imagine
she'll be like, listen, do you want me to go to commercial or do you want me to keep talking? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'd love to see that at the Oscars.
Take a seat, Bruce. Like, she's yelling. Oh, it would be amazing. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's already been made into one of the greatest movies of all time. I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me on that one, but this singer's story is now being made into a bio series. I'm going to play a song and text me at 92925 if you're as excited as I am. And this should give you a clue as to whose story I'm talking about. The song. Come on.
Selena?
It's Selena.
I remember the movie.
You're not as excited as I am.
No.
The movie was amazing.
With J-Lo, right?
Kim,
J-Lo was in the movie.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah. I like the story behind it more than anything.
Okay, well, that's great because you're going to be able to see the story. It's the life of Latin singer Selena being made into a Netflix bio series that they just announced.
First time I ever went to the movie theater with a girl was to go see Selena. I'll never forget it.
My God. That movie killed me. Like,
that's a good date pick.
How many times I watch that movie, I am in tears. Like, she was about to hit it really big and cross over into mainstream pop when her life was... Look, I'm getting emotional thinking about it right now. Oh, just the best movie.
So a series.
It's going to be a bio series, so it's going to really like show us more about her life and who she was.
Any idea who's starring?
J-Lo? I don't know. I don't think J-Lo's available.
Damn it.
They can't afford her.
No.
I don't think Joe. Okay, good. We're getting some texts from people who are really excited. Thank you for making me feel
good. All right. There you go.